Here's Brent Costello from WinTV. Hello, mate.
Hey, Darren, how are you?
All right. So I found out last night about Dean Jones, and I was just like, what? How old's the guy? 59, heart attack.
Yeah, it's such sad news, isn't it? You know, you see it filtered through as you would have last night, and it starts from unreputable sources, and you wonder if it's true, and then the reputable sites start printing it themselves, and you just can't believe it. And as you say, 59 over there, commentating in India in the IPL, was found by Brett Lee, too, who tried to resuscitate him, but obviously, unfortunately, had no luck doing that. And it's just a big loss to the cricket community, isn't it?
Just one huge. Of the most exciting players that I've ever seen, Dean Jones.
And you know, I was sort of getting into cricket when he was in his prime, I guess, but I just remember him as an outstanding one-day player, but you forget he played 52 tests as well. That's a lot of test matches, so absolute gun of cricket, and will be sorely missed by everyone.
Yeah, and probably best known as a one-day batter, as you say, but one of the best things he ever did on the cricket field was making 200 in, like, almost 50-degree heat in India. 200 not out to save a game for Australia. That was an extraordinary effort, and probably, well, he would say it's his best ever innings.
Absolute superstar, and just hard to believe he's gone at 59.
Yeah. All right, let's stay on cricket. So we've got a Sheffield Shield start date for the first couple of rounds. So they're going to play at a hub in Adelaide.
Yeah, no great secret. When this was announced yesterday, we thought that was going to be the case. So they'll go over there and play the first four games of the Sheffield Shield season, and that'll be taking place within a month. And then they'll break for the BBL and then try and finish the season in the back half of the summer. So I think Tassie's first game was against Queensland, so they'll leave here on the 8th of October, play their first game on the 10th, and then return home sort of the 12th of November. So it'll be a flying trip in some ways and not in other ways. And used to being on the road, I guess, these guys, and not for a month at a time, unless you played international cricket. So it'll be an eye-opener, but they'll do anything to get the season underway, these guys, and I'm looking forward to it.
Yes, indeed. All right, let's go to footy now. So All-Australian team named last night. Any surprises in there for you?
Oh, plenty. Yeah, we can sit here and digest it all day. I reckon there's been a lot of controversy with it. Particularly the wing positions. Jack McRae obviously doesn't really play on a wing, but was named in the wing, and people like Andrew Gass have missed out, so there's a bit of uproar about that. The back line was pretty contentious as well, but it's hard. You know, it's a hard job, and certainly the players in there aren't not deserving, but there's just probably blokes that have missed out that are deserving. So anyway, as I say, you can sit here and debate it all day. They've got a tough job, the selectors, and it's a very good-looking team. Don't worry about that. 12 debutants in it as well, which is great out of the 22 players. So, fantastic. It's always a big occasion. And, everyone that's in there deserves to be.
Yeah, well, and Patrick Dangerfield, named captain of that team, fair enough too. Lachie Neal from the Lions, MVP.
Yeah, he was the player's player. No great surprise there. He's had an outstanding season. We'll start the red-hot favourite for the Brownlow Medal too in a couple of weeks' time. He's just had one of the great years, and you just wonder how we wanted to leave Freo, but how the Dockers let him go. He's gone to the competition.
Yep. So no footy this weekend. They've got the bye before the final start, which start next Thursday. So we'll talk more about that on Monday. So what's happening in the TSL?
Yeah, the Southern teams, the focus is on them really, just to keep winning. We know that North Launceston and Launceston have already wrapped up a final spot, Lauderdale as well. So that fourth spot is the one that's wide open. And really, you'd think it's down to Clarence and the Tigers to win that spot. They've both got tough games this weekend. They've both got the Launceston team. So you'd think they might both fall short in those games. So it might come down to the final round of the season. And Clarence's percentage is a little bit superior to the Tigers. So you'd think they're in the box seat at the minute. But anything can happen in finals, well, leading up to finals footy.
Indeed. NPL, Devonport Strikers, top of the ladder by 4 points. So they're at home tomorrow at Valley Road, taking on Kingborough. Should win this.
Yeah, they should. Kingborough's an interesting opponent. They started the season really well. And I think they pushed them last time they came down south not long ago, actually. The Strikers, they escaped with a a win, I think. But they've had a tough few weeks, so they were smashed by Glenorchy last weekend, Kimber. So yeah, it is a game that the Strikers should win.
Yes, indeed. So that NPL game starts at 2:15 at Valley Road tomorrow. Weather should be okay, and they get a full program there with the Northern Championships and the women's as well. And the Ulverston WSL team, the girls also play Kingborough tomorrow. That's down there tomorrow. I just want to mention the netball finals are on this weekend. We rarely talk about the netball, and we probably should do it more, but the semi-finals this weekend. So both games are at the Silver Dome in Launceston tomorrow. So we've got Hawks versus Cripps at 3 and Cavaliers versus Kingston at 5. So good luck to all the girls playing in that and to everyone going to watch. Should be a good day there, and the under-19s are before that. Now, the Tassie NBL name. So we're down to 2.
Yeah, we are. So it's either going to be the Tridents or the Jack Jumpers. I actually asked the NBL yesterday, just a big stooge, and you're going to give us something completely different when the announcement's made next week. But they've assured me that's not the case. It will definitely be one of those two. But there's not a lot of love for them. A lot of people just think they don't make any sense at all. So anyway, it will be one of those. And I think the Jack Jumpers, well, that was a bit of a spoof name to start with, but it seems like a lot of people actually don't mind it, particularly the kids, I'm told. The kids at the schools that the basketball clinics go to absolutely love it. So
right.
If I was a betting man, I'd still have the Tridents in front, but I think the Jack Jumpers are starting to mount a serious case.
Right. Thanks for that, mate, and we'll catch you on WinTV tonight from 6.
Right. Thanks, Darren.